Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 11th of February, and I'm recording at 9:40 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, I said in yesterday's audio, which is a very quiet day, that I thought that this would be a considerably more exciting day with Janet Yellen speaking today. And that has certainly been borne out, at least in stock markets, and really the day has very much belonged to the bulls. Japan actually was closed today, but the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, which had looked a little bit soft yesterday despite the rally in China's mainland indices, had a strong gain here, 1.78%. Australia was higher by over 0.5%. And really, as I look down the list here, Shanghai, let's talk about that. The Shanghai Composite, again, came in a little bit lower early this morning after its opening, but closed with a decent gain here. Up another 17.6 points, and that's 0.84%, higher here. And the China Enterprise Index, which I'd also mentioned yesterday, not doing much, but that leapt ahead 2.5% here today. Now, needless to say, while the Fed's headlines will gain all the press coverage here today, I think that the China rally and the Shanghai Composite Index, since they came back from the New Year break, is very positive, and that this will just allay some of the fears that were being expressed about a very weak Chinese economy, and really. It's lifting regional stock markets for sure. So they're just about all higher in here today. Now, in the European stock markets, again, good gains, good solid gains. The Euro Stoxx 50, that's up nearly 1.5%. The UK up 1.25%. Star performer DAX up over just over 2%. But a lot of 1% plus gains showing up there, and I don't think there are any declines overall. And then Wall Street, well, Janet Yellen came in, and here's the key comment from her testimony. She said, I'll do the quotes in, I'll mention which they are, but here's a short paragraph, which I'm also posting on the site. While growth has picked up, quote, the recovery in the labor market is far from complete, unquote. Yellen said earlier in prepared remarks, quote, I am committed to achieving both parts of our dual mandate, helping the economy return to full employment and returning inflation to 2% while ensuring that it does not run persistently above or below that level. Now, she'll be continuing with this 10,000, 10 billion cut in the quantitative easing. That'll probably occur next month. There was nothing said about that this month, but she did indicate that it would take something exceptional to deter that progress. But I think what the stock market liked here is her commitment to the full employment. Now, because there had been some concerns, or there were some views last year that if we got down close to that 6.5% level of unemployment, that they may start to think about raising short-term interest rates somewhat. Well, that was last year, and that was early on last year, and that's all been pushed to the sidelines, and I think rightly so, Because the main reason why that U.S. unemployment figure is going down, well, new jobs are being created, employment is increasing, but it's increasing at a slow rate, and there are far more part-time workers who would like to be full-time workers, and a lot of those jobs that have been created and taken up are services, service jobs and restaurants and that kind of thing. So again, Janet Yellen talking about full employment. Now, just what concerns me here somewhat. While I think that news is certainly a good tailwind for the stock market, which has taken less than 2 weeks to recover a considerable proportion of the so-called January effect, but what Janet Yellen will certainly know is that technology is really replacing jobs faster than they're actually being created. And therefore, this full employment talk, which she's going to measure by looking more broadly at the whole specter of U.S. employment, that might be an elusive goal, and I would not be at all surprised to see either inflationary pressure start to pick up or that U.S. 10-year bond yield start to push above the 3% level well before Janet Yellen is satisfied that we've seen something that could roughly be called full employment. Now, today that bond edged upwards 2.724. And so it's still pretty much in the middle of its range overall. But what you know and I know is you keep an eye on that chart, because we had a September high of just above 3%, and then we had a December high of fractionally further above 3%, but it really fell back from those levels. And we're still ranging here overall, but the next time, when we get a clear break above that 3% level, and I wouldn't be surprised if it occurred later on this year, although I think Janet Yellen might try to hold it off. But when that does occur, that'll be a little bit of a warning signal in here overall. Now, as far as those individual U.S. indices are concerned, the NASDAQ is virtually tested its January high in here today. It's only fractionally below that level. And the NASDAQ, that is the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, that's really regained three-quarters of what it lost during the January effect. And the Dow, that's the laggard in here, but it has regained, as of tonight's close, just over, and the U.S. indices were all up more than 1%. And the Dow has closed or regained just over half of what it lost to the January effect. So interesting here overall. Short-term indicators are back to an overbought level, and that may cause that'll be a headwind here, I think, before too much longer. But meanwhile, a good day on Wall Street and in stock markets generally, and I wouldn't be surprised if Wall Street's close doesn't help the Asian markets somewhat tomorrow. But I was wondering if I should reopen that hedge short here today. I sort of slapped my hand and held off it. I am thinking about it. Now, what else has happened? I mentioned the bond yields pushed a little bit higher here. Gold, this was nice. Gold bullion, 1290. Now, so that's an upside breakout from the range, and that will require a downward dynamic or one of those steady day declines back down in there to invalidate this upward break. that we have actually seen. So, as I've been saying for weeks in here, overall, that the longer gold is able to range with this slight upward bias here overall, the more likely it is that it is in a lengthy support building phase rather than redistributing prior to another dive to the downside. So it is logging in time. It is a positive sign here overall. Silver's lagging a little bit, but it has pushed back up, having tested the lower side of its range. It's now back not far off the higher side of its range at 20.21 cents. Platinum and palladium were up fractionally, but this is really more the gold story. Than anything else. In terms of currencies, dollar index, well, it's just about unchanged here overall. And let's see. The yen eased a little bit. It's back to 102.665. Sterling is steady-ish at 164.5. And looking lastly at the commodity markets, now the CCI index, that's up to 526. Remember, that's coming up off that low at 500. And similar to gold, I've been saying the longer that range is sideways with a slight upward bias, the more likely it is that it is support building as well. And in sentiment terms, in recent months, everybody's been bearish of gold and everybody's been bearish of commodities here generally. Now, last but not least, let's just have a look. Industrial metals, very quiet here today, very small moves, but mixed in terms of a few up and a few down. Nothing going on here with crude. Well, the US WTI is a little bit above $100, $100.33, and the Brent 108.62. Let's see, sugar fraction lower here. Wheat and soybeans a little firmer, but a mixed picture here overall. Gold's improving. The CCI index, the cumulative commodity index, that's improving. Stock markets are getting a good rally here, but I wouldn't be surprised if those inconsistencies that we saw on the chart patterns in January, if they don't exact a toll, but we certainly haven't seen any evidence of that yet today. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.